Good morning, Nick.
We like to talk about saving money on this segment. Yes. And it is, you know, we're heading into spring. Graduation will be coming before you know it. High school seniors heading off to college. And we're going to talk about perhaps saving money for those on that route.
Yes.
Toward college.
Yes. I love to save money and send kids to college at the same time.
Exactly.
That's
great. It's hard to do.
So let's talk about it just a little bit. The first thing is, I think we should recognize that we're asking 16, 17, 18-year-old kids to make this major decision in their life about what they want to do for a living, mm-hmm. where they want to go to school.
Yeah.
Some kids are able to do it. Some parents are able to do it. Some are not.
Yeah.
And some are smart enough to recognize that they maybe just don't know yet, right?
Right.
So if you're thinking, oh, you know, my kid's a little on the fence. They might want to go into this. They might want to go into that. Or you're a student and you're thinking, I'm not sure what I want to do here.
Yeah.
Or even if you are sure that you just want to go and get an associate's degree, I want you to consider a community college
mm-hmm.
because the fees, the tuition is so much lower than another college might be.
Yeah.
That for the first 2 years, you can get your feet wet. You can figure out, you know, do I want to take some courses in this? Do I want to take some courses in that? You might be able to work your way through it. And you're not building up a ton of debt.
Right.
Now, the most important part, I think, is after 2 years, you have an associate's degree.
Right.
If you go to, let's say, a Big Ten school and you go for 3 years and then you decide to drop out, you have 3 years of education, but you don't have a degree.
Don't have a degree.
So there's an important point here about how you can do this in stages and how you can transfer your credits from a community college to the college of your choice.
Right.
Because guess what? When you go job shopping, what are they going to look at? Where did you graduate from?
Right.
They're not going to say, where did you start?
Start, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you transfer your credits, for instance, from GCC to UMass as an example in our area,
mm-hmm.
You're going to end up with a degree from GCC in the end. I mean,
from
UMass in the end.
Exactly.
Right?
You're going to end up with a bachelor's or, you know, if you go further, that degree will be from UMass.
That's right. And so it's a really important point, I think, for people to remember that this is a way to save a lot of money in the first 2 years, figure out what you really might want to study, because statistics do show us that people change their majors and people
yeah.
transfer from one school to another often now. It
yeah.
never used to be that way. It used to be you decided you were going to Harvard and that's where you stayed until you graduated.
Right.
But the transfer numbers are very high these days.
Yeah.
So pay attention to those kinds of things. And last but not least, for sure, don't just decide, I want to go to this school or that school. Pay attention to who you're going to be learning from.
Mm-hmm.
Call the school or go and visit them or look online and see which professors are teaching the courses you want to be in and look them up.
Yeah.
I know somebody who transferred from Boston College to GCC, which is quite unusual,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's different.
But they did it because there was a professor at GCC they wanted to study under.
Okay.
And they rave about it. So I think that's the important point, not which school you're going to,
mm-hmm.
what you're going to end up with for a degree, how much debt you're going to be in from doing it, and who you're going to study under.
Yeah.
Or whom you're going to study with.
There you go.
So that's what my point is check out community colleges. Don't disregard them. You've got a 2-year degree at the end, and
yeah.
pay attention even before you enroll about whether those credits will be transferable to the college of your choice.
Right. And the thing with your first year, even your first 2 years of college, you're taking required courses that are basically the same, whether you get them at a community college or at the 4-year school you're going to.
Yeah,
the
very
courses
often.
You need to take, if you can take right. them cheaper, why not do that?
Very yeah. often. And it's so easy to find out.
Yeah.
If you're looking at going to any college in our area or out of our area for that matter, if you call them in the beginning and you say, what do I need? And you can give them the required courses and you say, will these credits be transferable from this community college?
Yeah.
You know going in
exactly
what to do. So keep your costs low, enjoy a community college, check out your professors.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram, the Money Doctor of Power Down Debt and hugyourstudentdebt.org joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions about this or any segment, they can reach out to you.
Sure. HUG phone number is 413-773-3333 and the website is hugyourstudentdebt.org.